And now, live from the Punky Treehouse, it's...
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Goober, Goober.
Good evening.
Hey, this is a, like an extra bonus super in the middle Punky, innit?
Is it?
Yeah.
Why's that?
Well, because we're only doing one, and we normally do two, don't we?
Oh, okay.
See, it's not special. It's this week's show, right? This week. Oh, I should introduce myself. Hello, well done. You found Punky. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week's show is all the bees and a set of threes.
Nice.
I know. I've done my own poetry corner right at the start. What are we doing? We're only playing three bands this week. They all start with B. They're all from different countries.
Okay.
That's quite clever, isn't it?
Clever.
And it's all like exclusive and brilliant and retro. And competition winning and all sorts. And
right.
there's funny ones and serious ones, ones you're not expecting. Only the three bands. I'm quite chuffering.
Cool.
And we've got a word of the week. It's a phrase of the week.
Right.
It was used by a very drunk man to...
Was it you?
No. It was a very drunk man called Dave. And me and Dave and his Mrs. Allison, that I've known since school, were having a chat about when this girl we knew put weight on and when she lost it again.
Okay.
I was right, of course. I said it was 1995 and they said 1991. I proved them wrong and I said, look, let's take this back, right? 1991, I wasn't even knocking about with her because I kind of hung around with her again a bit in 1995. I said, and she was more voluptuous then than she'd been before and now she's very, very slim. I said, think back. What you were doing and what she was doing in 1991 and then in 1995, and they thought about it and both agreed that I was in fact right, as he said, yeah, because 1995 we went to that wedding and she was pushing density. What a great phrase. She's pushing density. So it's quite a nice way of saying it as well, I think. It's like,
really?
Well, there were so many. Well, it's nice,
well,
that
it's nice.
Oh,
fat.
You're fat.
Yes.
Isn't it?
That is
right,
true.
So if you see someone who looks slightly overweight or just like look like they put a bit on, I think you can say to them without too much concern, careful, you are pushing density here.
Okay.
I think that's all right.
All right, okay.
If you know someone who's pushing density, why not email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, this fat cunt is really pushing density. Send me a photo.
Nice.
No, don't. Now, that was still the needles, of course.
Okay, they're not a bee.
I did promise the Scaramanga 6. No, but they are a wasp. I did promise the Scaramanga 6, but I'd messed up.
Right.
Because I finally got round to putting Scaramanga 6 on.
Right.
As the new instrumental intro. And realised the tune we thought that was an instrumental wasn't. Halfway through, they started singing.
Oh.
So we haven't got an instrumental by Scaramanga 6, so we can't do it. So even though the needles aren't a band anymore, we're keeping going with that.
Fair enough.
I will give details about the winners of the Bleach Boys competition after this song by the Bleach Boys. What I want to know is, Tony, right, and this is from this is like a bonus. This is quite cool, right? We did a competition for a 4-track CD and a T-shirt.
Yes.
And John from the Bleach Boys dropped round and he said, look, I feel a bit guilty about only giving away a 4-track CD. So as well as the latest 4-track CD, which is 3 remixes and a live track.
Yeah.
And a rather cool T-shirt that you have. Said that is
it
good,
is,
isn't it?
It's a nice
T-shirt. Says, I'm quite possibly the biggest cunt in the world. We're also giving away something that you dropped around called Brain Plug-in Spaghetti, which you said, is that a 7-inch single?
Yeah.
No, it's not. A 7-inch single sleeve, but inside it holds a CD in this rather nifty little see-through thing here. And what it is, it's a 16-track hits and misses of the 4 apocalyptic bicyclists. 1978 to 2004 with a live video on it as well. So it's suddenly become a really good prize and I have a feeling more people might have entered.
Yeah.
But anyway, what I had to do, because this is X-rated material.
Yeah.
I had to, without actually telling anyone, I do apologise to our listeners under the age of 18, but I can't send offensive material through the post to minors. So we had to make this an over 18 competition, and I'm just praying that the only person whose age I couldn't find out is of the ones that we put into a hat that were obviously over 18.
Yeah.
And one random, and the random came out. So I'm taking a punt. Well done, Adam Sparks.
Right.
Well done, Adam Sparks. As far as I'm concerned, you are over 18. And if you're not, just shut up about it. Right. I'm going to have to send it in a plain brown wrapper. Right, so, which makes no change for me, really. Oh. So, anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to play two songs from this, because we're playing two songs from each band. We're going to play two songs from Brain Plugging Spaghetti, so the rest of you can find out what you've been missing. It's still available, I think. Go to the Bleach Boys page. Which, what I want to know is, Tony, is what is the Bleach Boys MySpace page?
MySpace.com/... The Bleach Boys.
No! MySpace.com/ Bleach Boys. Bleach Boys. Yes.
Bleach Boys.
Bleach Boys. Bleach Boys. BLEACHBOYS. Paulie B in the Internet One. Tony Neil. This is the bicycle song.
Well, I've just been down to the supermarket doing some shopping for me mum. And it's taken me a bit longer than I expected because people are putting their trolleys in their handbasket only section. Anyway, ham, eggs, cheese. I think I've got it all. Oh, no! But as I look out the window, someone has stolen my bicycle! I'm down a supermarket, doing some shopping for me mum.
Who nicked my bicycle?
Don't know.
It's good, isn't it?
Outside.
Yeah. It's good, isn't it? That's a taster of what's to come in song six. Because what we're also doing is, it's like a concertina of bees.
You bookended it.
I'm calling it a concertina. All right, so you've heard them first, you heard them last. And then the ones you're going to hear second, you're going to hear fifth. And the ones you're going to hear third, you're going to hear fourth as well.
Oh.
I know. Messing with my mind. You asked me last week, I think it was last week, whether we'd got the, it might be the week before, whether we got the Bleach Boys up to 1,000
yes.
MySpace friends yet.
Yeah.
We haven't. 743. We've done well, because they only had about 150. If you go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio, when you're leaving a comment, as you're about to, and I'm going to read some out, make sure that you click on the link, add the fucking Bleach Boys. Nice. I think that's what he says, actually.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And do add them as a friend and check out their page. There's a couple of songs on there you can hear as well. They have got CDs still for sale, I think, and they're just a great band. And they've also asked me to remind them that they have a gig coming up in April, and I have got the details for it.
Right.
But in another bit, on another bit of cyber paper. So I'll read them out. I'll read them out in a bit. No, it's here.
Okay.
It's here in the treehouse.
Oh,
but it's part of something else that I'm going to do later on.
Okay, alright,
this is the Guanabats, if I haven't already said that. Thank you so much. Hey, I'm going to meet Pip. And
you are?
I'll say I'm going to meet him again in a few weeks' time. I've just been invited to a gig in Beverly Hills as well.
Have you now?
Which I'm rather excited about. Yeah. More news of that next week. Also, if you are in the Los Angeles area, I know, I realise it's quite a big place, but if you fancy taking me out for a beer, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com in the next few days, and I will try and make an alcohol window for you.
Excellent.
Yeah. Right, now it's time for MySpace latest comments, a very good way to get in touch with us, and thank you all. We've had quite a few. You know, I said that we've been starting to run a bit low. Yeah. We've suddenly had loads, and they're quite good. Quite a lot, because we were just getting some random stuff, but these are pretty much all to do with the show, I think. MySpace.com/punkyradio. Oh, I got that just right. Here comes the first one. Psycho Stew. Hey up, Paulie B. You were right about the Cock Sparrow record. You know, when I was saying that I was never a massive fan, and now but this latest album, I'm absolutely loving it.
Yeah.
He said, I bought it, and now I can't stop listening to it. I don't remember being that good. Cheers. Hello, mate, and hello, Tony.
Hello.
Psycho Stew. Thank you, Stew. Uniting fans and bands across the lands, of course, because he's, I think, Stew's from Manchester.
Is he?
Yeah. And Cocksparrow, nice. I'm pretty sure, from East London.
Probably.
But, yeah, that's the whole reason that we do this show.
It is.
We tell you about stuff. We don't lie.
Nope.
And then you go and buy it and prove us right.
Hmm. They were Cats and I, weren't they? That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it is a fantastic album. I think it's called Here We Stand.
Could be.
I haven't got it on me. But it's a great album. Anyway, thank you, Stu. Gooper. You're legends.
Yeah.
Slowly listening through the backlog of iTunes broadcast podcast things. Nice. Why are they called podcasts? I think broadcast is better. My friend is a broccoli swab. Winnings for losers. That's from Winnings for Losers.
Oh, okay.
But his friend is a broccoli swab.
Okay.
Oh, you broccoli swab.
What does that mean?
That could quite easily have been a... Let's make that the word of the week for next week. I'll do some research.
Okay.
I'll see if there is a definition of a broccoli swab.
Yeah.
And we'll have that as next week's word of the week, or phrase of the week. Because this week, of course, is pushing density.
It is.
If you're a broccoli swab and you're pushing density, kill yourself. I should think.
Or go on Deal or No Deal.
Oh,
1p.
1p loser.
1p loser.
Actually... Oh, I've got another phrase. I didn't tell you about 3D loser, did I?
No.
Oh, I've got another. I'll have to do that. Yeah. Oh my god.
It's 2 weeks.
That's 2 weeks.
That's right.
That's try and remind me. I might even write it up in a bit.
Make a note. It might be.
I'm going to write it up when we're playing the next tune.
Okay.
Because 3D loser is a classic. Tone. I'm going to show you the movement for 3D loser. 3D loser.
Ooh.
It's good, isn't it?
Twisting my melon.
Because
man.
No, I'm because at any angle, you're a 3D loser. Alright. Gooper.
Hi.
We love Punky, the best place to find all the punk you want. Scarcast UK is kind of like that, but with Scar.
Yeah.
Check us out, we're new. Open brackets, and there's probably shite, close brackets. Scarcast UK.
Very nice.
Here is a second comment from Scarcast UK, thus proving the above. Home bargains rules! That bit of the right. Harlow has a lot of grass and hills as well as roundabouts. The Scourge are brill anyhow, Scarcast UK. So you see,
nice.
Again, listening to the show, loving the bands, taking it in. Harlow's a great track. Harlow is not a great town, right? The Scourge are fantastic, and Scarcast UK is worth checking out. I haven't got their information to hand, but they've left a couple of comments on our MySpace page, so go there and you can find them. Hi, Paul. Hi, Tony.
Hi.
Thanks for the mention last week or the week before now. Heard you mention, Paul, that you're doing the Psychobilly meeting in Spain. Me and the good lady booked our tickets last week, although I can't remember the hotel we are staying at. Anyway, if you don't manage to make it down in May to the thing they're doing, then I guess it's going to be fun in the sun in June. And I'm sure my missus will look forward to kicking the back of your legs again. Dr. Fucker MD! Oh, hey! That's Ant from Vomit, and they have got a thing on in May that I think I might be able to go. Oh, I might be able to go to.
They're doing gigs now or something.
They're putting on some gigs of kind of local bands, and they're also managing a band called the Optic Nerves.
Oh, hey.
And I have asked them to send me
excellent.
CD. So we are uniting fans and bands and blokes we know and people that live in Southend across the lands.
Nice.
And I have booked my flight, and I've booked my hotel for the Psychobilly meeting.
Have you?
In Pineda del Mar, 24th to the 30th of June. It's going to be great, and I'm in the same hotel as Dr. Fucker MD and his back of the leg kicking misses. So I'm going to have to take some reverse shin pads.
Nice.
Just to see me through the week. I'm very excited. If you'd like more information about that, I can't remember the website again, but if you just type in Psychobilly meeting 2008 into whatever search engine you use, you find out all about it. Tony, you got any podcast alley?
Certainly have. Thank you all for your vote so far, because as it's a new month. So, you know, we read your votes, people. So, easiest way, go to punkyradio.com, top of the screen, important. please vote for his link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject in a comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments. We read out all the comments. So vote.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Is Punky like Mary Poppins?
Yes.
Yes. Practically perfect in every way, just like Mary Poppins. Mark Spooner, thank you very much again for your monthly votes.
Loving the spoon.
Yes.
Everybody's talking about the spoon. Bow, 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 bow. Bow, 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 bow. Everybody's talking about the spoon. You must know that song.
No.
Spoonful.
No.
Everybody's talking about the spoon.
Punky One. Hey, I just renewed some domains and saved some cash via your GoDaddy discount.
See, we're
thanks.
Not wankers.
Twilight. Exactly.
Hey, Twilight. Not only has she unwittingly made us about 50 cents, yeah. She's looking after me and Taos in a couple of weeks.
Is she?
Yeah.
No. Nice. She's
uniting me and her across the lands.
And she's voting for us on Podcast Alley.
And she's told me it's very cold over there, so I need to take some warm clothes, which is going to fuck me up a bit, because I'm going to be in LA before that. I'm going to be packing for winter and summer. Well, winter and spring, but it's their spring, but our summer.
Dear me. It's hard life, isn't it?
I can see myself having to go out, right, yeah. With an umbrella, Speedos and galoshes.
I don't want to see that.
Nobody does. Let's hope the climate just sorts itself out in that crazy country.
Voting with my mighty berserker.
My mighty berserker.
Yeah, that is right. From Eirik.
Must have a big keyboard.
Must have.
To just,
it types,
you know,
it well.
To type with that huge thing.
Yeah. Punky rules. Best in the UK. Easy. That's
and the rest of the fucking world, if you don't mind.
Exactly. And finally, from Elliot.
Elliot.
Ouch.
I like Elliot.
Even though I listen to Punky, I can't quite work out why. I mean, fair enough, the laughs are enjoyable, but the music isn't exactly genius.
I don't like
Elliot. Anyway, what the hey. P.S. That song you told me to bear with was the best song on the show. By far, it reminded me of good old Tony Hawk Pro Skater Games.
Which one was that one?
Can't remember. I do remember
you
saying it.
In that case, then, it was Where He Lost Ogs, wasn't it?
It might. No,
which he said he didn't like.
I can't remember. I know you told him to listen to one. I can't remember what it was. One's from Elliot.
Well, I've got confused now.
I'm very confused.
Better play the next song.
Okay.
This is very interesting. Right. This is from Baby Woodrow. You know they start with a B?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And this is why I love Bad Afro Records so much, basically.
That starts with a B as well. Bloody hell.
Yeah, I know.
Blimey.
I bloody love them. That starts with a B. Bollocks. That starts with a B.
Let's get on.
Right. Now, what I'm going to do here is not give you a huge amount of information because I haven't bloody got it. Oh, have I got it with me? Right. If I'm lucky here, that's a blank bit of paper. Knickers. Right. I'm just going to have to give you some basic information about something that deserves far more. This is from Baby Woodrow's Blows Your Mind LP, which is their first LP that has been reissued. I think it might have been remixed, I'm not sure, but reissued on vinyl only.
Oh.
And I got the email through, the circular email that they sent to everyone, and I said, Lars at Bad Afro Records, Lars, hello mate, Lars, you great man.
Yeah.
Vinyl's no good to us, we need a CD. He said, I'll burn you a copy. So we've got a burnt CD of the vinyl of Blows Your Mind. Now, I don't know whether it's available via iTunes or anything, it might be, but as far as I know, it's a limited edition vinyl-only release.
Okay.
So the best thing to do, really, is to go to Baby Woodrow's page to find out more. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Baby Woodrow's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/BabyWoodrow's?
It is. Yeah. It's Paulie B in the Internet 1, Tony 1, and this is track 5 from this 14-track great album of Garage Punk. This is Pandora. Don't you ever feel like you want to, but you just can't let it go.
Same.
So what do you think to that then?
Nice.
That's a classic bit of garage rock. And this is a classic bit of Hispanic girls. Oh, Hispanic
which,
girls.
Which bits?
All of them, hopefully. Ooh. And maybe I'll meet some of them in June. Well, that's the thing. Where I'm going in June, it's to Piñeiro del Mar, which is a holiday resort, but they've booked out about 12 hotels. It's right. A small resort, and I would think that there's going to be psychobillies from all over Europe there, and nay the world, and a lot of local types getting up there as well. So I think it's going to be... The reason that I'm quite excited about it is if you go on a package holiday, you're never sure that the people in the room next to you you're going to get on with, whether they're going to be trouble. You're never sure whether when you go and sit down by the pool, you're going to get sat next to someone you don't know. You're never sure whether you're going to go and sit on a beach or go down a bar and there's going to be some idiot in there in a Derby County top winding you up. Right? But at this thing, I'm going to be in a room next to a psychobilly. If I go down to the pool, I'm going to be sitting next to a psychobilly. If I go on the beach, I reckon there'll be psychobillies there. And any bar I go in, there'll be psychobillies. Because at night, there's four nights of psychobilly gigs.
Right.
Featuring Grant Abatz and Madsen and Longtail Texas. It's just brilliant. I can't wait. It's just going to be really funny because I want to see psychobillies on the beach. Someone did say to me that hair products have improved, right?
Okay.
But those lovely big quiffs, they're going to get sand in them. They're going to get... Are they going to swim in the sea? If they do, are they going to put their heads under? I am looking forward to seeing it, I have to say. Now, one other thing I'm looking forward to
yeah.
is the possibility that one day I might get a Nokia 810.
Yeah?
N810, sorry. Is it Nokia N810?
Yeah. Right. N810 internet tablet.
Right. Like you got.
Yeah, I've got one. It's great.
Do I just remind everyone what it's like?
Yeah, brief list of things that it does. Basically, it is a Wi-Fi enabled internet tablet, so you can use it to connect to your wireless network and surf the internet. You can. It's got a Mozilla web browser on it, so you can search all the latest websites in like YouTube, Facebook, Sports
Hold
Flash
on,
9.
I don't even know. It's got a what browser?
Mozilla web browser, like Firefox kind of.
Right.
But it's just got
is
a web
a
browser.
Is it a good one, Mozilla? Is it better than Internet Explorer or whatever?
It's I think so.
Right.
But I don't know, man.
I'm an idiot.
All the latest technology. So with some internet tablets you can't get to a lot of websites.
Okay.
Because they don't work properly.
Right.
Like YouTube.
Right.
With fancy graphics on them. This one does.
Cool. Alright, cool.
It's got a webcam in it.
I'm sorry, you said with lots of internet tablets. How many are there?
There's quite, well, there's a lot of mobile phones and things like that.
Oh, things with extra bits and bobs on, but they're not, like, dedicated like this is, right.
Yeah. And probably loads. I'm not that much of an internet geek, but this one's great.
Oh, no, of course you're not.
No. How's a poker machine, all right?
Half the chips, I was like. More of that later.
So, it's got a webcam on it for online video chats with the packaged Gizmo application, and you can Skype on it. Just normal phone calls, audio phone calls. It's got a hardware keyboard in it, the full QWERTY.
The full QWERTY. Is it the full English QWERTY?
The full English QWERTY.
We should start calling it the full English QWERTY. It's the full English QWERTY.
It's got GPS, so you can see a map of your surrounding area and find yourself around the streets. Very handy when you're lost.
What does GPS stand for? Global Poosex.
Global Positioning Satellite.
Sorry?
Global Positioning Satellite.
Global Positioning Satellite.
Yes. I think. Sounds right, doesn't it?
Sounds about right, yeah.
You can play audio
files.
It's
not God poo sex.
Could be.
It's got God poo
sex. I wish
sex.
It was.
But you'd have to have sex in God's poo. Although it should smell pretty sweet.
Hey, whatever.
Look, if God's poo stinks, there's no hope for anyone.
That's true. Audio files can be played.
It tastes like Snickers.
Probably does.
Same consistency. A little bit nutty.
You can play audio files. Now, I was just saying off air that you can get podcasts on it, and I'm going to tell you next week.
Because I was asking you about that, because it would seem vital to me.
Yeah.
That if I'm going to be on the road, if I ever get one of these fucking things.
Yeah.
If I'm on the road, one of the things primarily when I'm not using my whatever I've got as a poker machine, I do want to download a podcast.
Yeah.
It might only be Punky, but I want to download it.
There's some kind of media centre that supports podcasts. I'm going to find out the name of it.
Right.
It's probably free. I'll let you know next week.
All right. Do you think you could try and find out about God poo sex as well?
No.
Oh, go on. Because you're not busy.
Yeah.
I've got loads of updates from websites send you as well.
Really?
Happy days.
Yeah.
That won't happen, Paul.
And finally, and a quick list. It's Bluetooth enabled. You can expand it using mini SD cards up to 8 gig memory. It's USB compatible, so you can plug it into your PC and upload files to it. And finally, it's based on the Linux operating system, so you can download free applications from the Mimo.org website.
What's that website again?
Mimo.org. M-A-E-M-O.org.
M-A-E-M-O.org.
Yes.
A bit Greek.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. Probably. Don't know.
Right, and what's the deal on it? Why are we talking about it?
We're talking about it because if you want to get one...
Otherwise, this is redundant.
We'll just have a chat. If you go to podshowoffice.com/NH10, you can find out more details and order one. And if you use the code Punky exclamation mark radio, that's...
Oh, hang on. Punky exclamation mark radio.
You get 15% off.
How much?
15.
How much?
15%.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And it is quite pricey, so that is a good discount.
It is a good discount, yeah. That's a several psycho pounds discount, in fact.
Several? Two or three.
Yeah. Well, I'm calling that several.
Okay, fair enough.
As far as I'm concerned, more than one is several.
Oh.
Yeah, so that is, yeah, several psycho pounds off.
Okay.
That's all right, isn't it?
Fine.
Yeah, alright, should we do the next song?
Let's do it.
Seeing as this is an extended advert break and we're about to do another one.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a band that don't need any advertising though, and they start with a B. Yes, it's Belvedere.
Wow.
I don't think we've ever played a Belvedere track.
I don't think we have.
No, and I got sent this from Union Label Group.
Yeah. Nice.
Mike McGee and all that. This is one of their... No, ages ago.
Oh, okay.
And like... I was dragging out bees. I thought, well, you're liking... Which is difficult to do, the buzzy little bastards. I'm sorry, son, your name's not down. You're not coming in. Ow!
You weren't alphabetising your CD collection, were you?
No.
Okay, just checking.
No, I just knew that Belvedere were a band we hadn't played and they started with a B. Don't get smart at me, fucking up.
Oh!
Right, and I thought, we haven't played them and I want Union Label Group to start sending us stuff again.
Yeah.
Best way to do that is play some of their fucking records, I thought, basically. Mm. So that's the plan here. This is from an album that came out 2 or 3 years back. It's called "Twas Hell," said former child, and did worry me that it was going to be at 150% emo.
Okay.
It's not. It rocks out with its cock out.
Oh, good.
Sort of, in an emo kind of way.
Right.
No, it's not. It's good. It's good, right? And it's got... great titles, and I have to say the titles are a bit emo. The only problem with wishful thinking, that's one. It's tough to be a bully when there's no one left to bully.
Kinblurb.
A juxtaposition of action and reason.
Kinblurb.
2 minutes for not looking so good.
Oh, Kinblurb.
Repetition rejection.
Kinblurb.
Cellophane coffin.
Kinblurb.
It's hard to look cool with your head up your ass. That's more like it.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
She sells... Oh, I'm not doing that one because we play that one. And you thought the doctor's probe hurt.
Nice.
Kinblurb.
So anyway, we're going to play two tracks, and they're the two that I haven't mentioned the titles of on this album. If you would like to find out more, what I suggest you do is go to the band's page. Now, they haven't got a MySpace page, Tony. What I want to know is, what is the band's page?
Belvedere.net.
http://www.unionlabourgroup.com/bandsview.php?id=8. Sorry, man, you weren't quite there.
So close.
It's probably being the internet,
tip
too.
Tip of the tongue.
Tony Wan, and this is... Excuse me, can I use this chair?
You don't know what you want. I guess that's to wait forever for your day. Well, I'm not. I can't see you think you're clever. Don't bother questioning things I can't earn. And I don't bother wanting to gather your time. 6 months, 7 years, kind of like my isolation. You don't know what you want. Now suppress endless frustration. Don't bother questioning things I can't earn. And I don't bother wanting to gather your time.
well there. It's very good indeed. See, it isn't actually...
False bloody ending.
It isn't actually emo at all, was it?
No, not
it's,
at all.
That was a little bit that says I've still got a bloody virus on my computer. So, yeah, that was Belvedere from the album Twas Hell, Said Former Child. They've got a few albums out. Worth checking out their page. I know it's a bit involved. I am going to give you an easier way to check out their page.
Okay.
After the next track we play for them, which will be after this bit here. Because I don't know, Tone, you've got... You should know a little bit. I can still hear that. Shut up. No, I can't. it makes sense to me. Look, it's the voices in my head, and this week they're playing ska punk, all right?
All right.
I've lost my chain of thought. Hey, yeah, so thanks so much to Twilight and Thieves for checking out GoDaddy and actually doing something about it.
Yeah.
And saying that it's good.
They used the discount and they cool. really liked it.
Yeah.
That's the second kind of testimonial.
Yeah, it's cool, actually, because I have more faith in what we're flogging.
Nice.
Basically. Anyway, even though they've told you about that, I don't imagine you've been researching GoDaddy this week, and the stuff you did know has probably gone out of that tiny little brain of yours.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Totally.
Let me tell you about it. Essentially, they're a web services provider. So when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and... Hey, man, easy podcasting. I had to do it like that because of this. I just feel like there should be a bird under the table right now. And I ain't talking about a budgie. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves, not the under-the-table bit. After all, everything is laid out, not Tony or the bird. Really simply on the site, I'm not saying it's simple, but if you can type in the order code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1.
...into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code, that's...
PUNKY2.
Is that you under the table?
Yeah.
Well, ooh. Which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over £25. And it's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate. Beep, beep.
How soulful.
So
go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs and come round to the Hireman's Lodge for sucking me off under tables.
I don't know. I was going to take you out drinking in LA and the things we do.
You were going to take me out drinking in LA. When were you going to do that?
Nothing.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Say it again.
No.
Dance while the record spins.
No.
What were you on? When were you going to take me out in LA?
I was going along the lines of, you ask people to take you out in LA and then you ask people to give you blowjobs under tables.
Yeah. What's that got to do with you?
Just abuse of power.
Let's just be reminded of where the abuse of my power has got you, Sunshine.
Where is that then?
Girlfriend.
I did a lot of that myself.
Well, yeah, you showed up.
Yeah.
That was the hard work.
Yeah, it
was,
wasn't it?
Yeah, no, honestly, I don't mean that about the girlfriend, but I do mean it about taking me out for beer and sucking me off under tables. That's fine.
Okay.
All right. Girls, I should say. Well, actually, no, not girls.
With me.
What's it? Fuck, it is another song.
I must have fell inside a trap of sorts. You broke my weak facade, it seems, despite my bad intentions. You won't believe I'm just relieved. You're still talking to me, walking to me. I can't recover, I spell them on death, I'm constant.
I can't recover. I spell I'm under a constant fool. Those nights, he just came off you. Now every summer and every other,
oh yes, nice mixing, nice well mixing. So that was Belvedere, and that time the song was She Sells and Sand Sandwiches.
Alright, okay.
She Sells and Sand Sandwiches, which is track 9 of that really quite wonderful CD, in fact, which I wasn't very happy about when I just looked at it and read it, but listen to it. Pretty good full on ska punk. It is emo tinged.
Yeah.
I'm sure they won't thank me for saying that, but it rocks out. I'm chuffed. What I want to know is, Tony.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you another chance now. What is Belvedere's band page?
HTTP.
Yep.
://
Yeah.
www.unionlabelgroup.com.
Yeah.
/
Yeah.
bands.php ? ID equals 8.
No, it's bandsview.php ? ID equals 8. Oh, I thought you were going to get that then.
Bollocks.
That was close. Right, what does that make? That makes that probably be an internet 3, Tony Wong.
Yeah.
Now.
You might draw then.
Maybe.
Okay.
Because I thought there's only 3 bands. Tony's going to walk this. I've got to make it interesting. Got to make it a bit of a competition. So I've got a couple of
little. And one that you have to win.
No? Don't you wink at me when you're talking.
Eh?
No, actually. At the moment it's 3-1. I reckon I've got a chance on the next one, and you'll get the last one.
Okay.
I reckon. So I could win it 4-2, it could be 3-all. Anyway, you've been winning quite a bit recently.
I'm one of the last winners, what can I say?
Sometimes actions speak louder than words,
yeah.
And the eyebrows gave that one away. Out there in podcast land, trust me. Right, now, I said to you I had some additional material, didn't I?
Yes.
And I have.
Good.
Now, I do like receiving emails from you, first of all. I would just like to say...
From me?
No.
Oh.
Well, yes, I do. I like getting the long essays you write me, like,
shows up. I thought you'd like that one.
Yeah. I always look forward to that one, because it means there's a new punky. the fact that I tend not to do anything for about a day after it is because I haven't looked at anything. I've just been using...
Maybe I should put in a bigger
box. Using my poker machine. No,
yeah.
You have to just tell me on the poker. You have to type in go into the poker.
Find you.
Log in. Find me, go shows up and get the fuck out of Dodge.
Yeah.
So, I am, first of all, because we have already played a Bleach Boys track and we featured John Bolton. It was a John Bolton special last week, wasn't it?
Jane Bolton,
sorry. Yeah, and I said we'd put his MySpace page in our top friends, but I couldn't be fucking bothered.
Okay.
But he left a comment for us called, and his MySpace name was Gruntled, which means he was in a good mood because he wasn't disgruntled. Now, he did send me this short email, poorlyb@punkyradio.com. As answer to the competition, which I've just realised I didn't read out what the answer to the competition was, the Beach Boys competition, the answer, the title of the song was Fee-Fi-Fo-Fon, I Smell Vaginal Crouton.
Mm.
And he's written, it's funny, because it's always Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum when we are young here in America. First of all, John, Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum, I Smell the Blood of an Englishman, is, if I'm not mistaken, from Jack and the Beanstalk.
Mm.
So it doesn't matter about how old you are, it's already happened. And secondly, I don't know whether you've noticed, but fum doesn't rhyme with crouton.
Mm.
So I reckon that's probably why the Bleach Boys changed it, John. He's had his special, he thinks he's Hitler.
But I'm here.
Now, I also mentioned, not sure when it was, that I listened to an episode of Air Out My Shorts.
Yes.
I've written a little bit of text here. I mentioned Air Out My Shorts the other week, see if they were listening to us. They are. I feel a bit guilty about saying they were shit for a year. They weren't. I just meant that I really enjoyed the last couple of episodes and considered them a bit of a return to form. However, I've still got a problem with podcasts being called episodes. How did that start? I suppose, because I always considered ours to be a radio show on the net. I never considered it like that. I think there was a certain amount of continuity with both Out My Shorts and Total Talk Nonsense and the such like, but I always say just call them shows. It shouldn't matter to me, but it does. I can't help it. Anyway, after listening to their response to what I said about them on our show, to test if they were listening or not, I can say, according to them, I have cancerous hair and I'm pony. So it doesn't matter anyway.
You're pony?
I'm pony, yeah.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, I think they got mixed up Punky, Paul and Tony and came out with pony. But pony is, of course, Cockney rhyming slang for crap.
Right.
Pony and trap.
Oh, those guys.
They don't know that, though. They do now. So I've got cancerous hair and I'm crap.
Got cancerous hair?
Yeah, because it was dyed red and all red dye gives you cancer. You'll have to listen to their show. If you would like to listen to Air Out My Shorts, you can, of course. Best way to do it is go to theitspot.com. theitspot.com. That's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or was it just itspot.com?
I think it's theitspot.
Theitspot.com.
I'm not sure.
Who cares? Yeah. No, it is theitspot.com. You can find out more there and you can buy her some pants if you want, I think.
Nah.
She's only skinny. She won't.
That's true.
They won't cost very much. In fact, you can probably just send her a suitably knotted hanky with a rip in it.
Diet red.
Meanwhile, Total Talk Nonsense.
Yes.
Our other favourite podcast.
Yes.
I don't know what happened, but I had managed to unsubscribe to them before Christmas, and I've only just realised. Anyway, I'm back on, and their latest show is a sprawling mess of fun and games. It's just worth listening to the first half hour. I don't mean not the rest of it, but they've got Stephen Hawking in the studio.
Well, that's a scoop.
Yeah. He provides plenty of intellectual tomfoolery, but you know what? I think it might just be Scott doing an impression of him.
No, I'm sure it's not.
There were a couple of little things I noticed that made me think it might not be Stephen Hawking.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a couple of intonations.
Ah.
Yeah, oh, and the fact that he didn't sound like a speak and spell.
Ah, okay.
So that's that, and that's finished, and well done us, because I didn't think we'd got anything to say there, but once again, I've managed to say loads. But now, you're going to have to talk for a minute.
Okay.
iTunes is a good idea.
What? Okay. Well, no, two things.
Not as a concept.
No.
We know that.
I've got no time to start that. If you do have a track to nominate, by the way, people, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. We didn't have one this week, because I'm out. So do email them to me. The twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for nomination. And iTunes, if you do have iTunes installed, find us on iTunes, just search for Punky, or if you can't find us that way, go to punkyradio.com. On the left, there's an iTunes button, hit that, it'll open our music store page, where you can log in and review us. It helps us out massively if you can do this. So just review us, quick review, just Punky's great if you like, if you can't think of anything to write, and 5 stars are only people, and it helps put us on the front page. And featured content and stuff. Like
and if you'd like
that.
A translation of that.
I thought that was okay.
Basically, go to iTunes, write a review of us. 5 stars only, please. You have to be registered, don't you?
Yes.
On iTunes to be able to. We've had some new ones. We're going to read them out maybe next week or the week after. But thank you so much. The ones that we got this week got us onto the front page of comedy on UK iTunes, above Jonathan Ross. Fucking get in. Baby Woodrow start with a B, and we've already played one of their tracks, and I've lost a bit of paper again, from their album something or other that was their first one. I am just going to find it now. I am, because I'm not going to let myself down again. Right, yeah, this is from their album Blows Your Mind, which was their first LP, which has been brought out again on limited edition vinyl, but we got very handily given a copy. Oh, I need that thing again. We got given a copy that was burnt off, especially by Lars, the bloke who matters, at Bad Afro Records. What I want to know, Tony, is we've already found out what Baby Woodrow's MySpace page is. Mm. What I'd like to know is, what is Bad Afro's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/BadAfroDK.
No, nearly. MySpace.com/BadAfroRecords. An unassailable lead. Probably be the internet for Tony One. This is, I'm sorry, Suze, I feel like I've done this myself to you, and I apologise. This is Nobody Spoil My Fun. Remember what you're gonna do when the time has come for you to choose. What you're gonna do when you find out you're the one that's gonna lose? So that is Baby Woodrow's Nobody Spoil My Fun. It's a good album.
Yeah.
What I recommend you do with this album, should you go out and buy it, and do get in touch with Bad Afro Records or something to find out, because I know that basically a lot of you might not be able to play vinyl anyway, but yeah. I wonder whether they'll put it on iTunes or whatever, because it's a really good, and I shouldn't advertise this on a show of this nature, but it's a really good thing to light up a big fat one too and just sit back and go, I'm disappearing into a psychedelic world of fun and games now.
Or just eat overripe banana.
Yes. What a much better idea that is. Maybe burn the top of your mouth on a pizza that you should have let settle just a little bit. So you go, ho, ho, ho.
Every time.
And then do that. I
it's
did
a
25-minute
wait that does it.
I did that last week.
I do every time we cake a bigger pizza.
Every time you cake a bigger pizza.
Every time I cake a pizza.
You go to cake a bigger pizza.
I've got cake on the mind.
Have you?
I've been awake since 4:30.
This morning?
Yeah.
Looney Tune.
I know.
Why is that? There wasn't another earthquake, was there?
The beautiful Stephanie had to drive home to Paul, so she drove home early hours late last night.
Oh, goodness.
So I've been up to Tarful.
Oh, wow. This is Midnight Configuration, of course.
It's scaring me. I'm going to turn down.
Well, I've left the scary music till last for the scary conversation that is now the earthquake.
The earthquake. Wow, that was a
I hope they don't
one.
Follow me around. What with me going to California next week?
That's the thing, isn't
that
it?
That would be a worse earthquake.
Just we don't before, get many of them.
Just before you tell me your story of the earthquake, because the Punky Treehouse must have been had its branches shaken by it, I was further away from said earthquake in the Hireman's Lodge. I slept through the whole thing, possibly as a result of red wine. But my mum said to me the next day, she said, did you feel the earthquake? I went, no, I was asleep. Like that, without going into any more detail. She said, I was too, but it woke me up. It was like sleeping on a bed of blancmange.
Yeah.
Well, if that's the worst thing that happens, it's all right, isn't it? Anyway, you were much closer to... Because we were about 150 miles from the epicentre, I suppose.
Yeah, we're about 50 miles.
You were about 50?
Yeah.
How was it for you? Did the earth move?
It did. I got to bed quite late. I think it was probably about midnight, and the earthquake was 5 to 1 in the morning. So I just started to get to sleep, and it started shaking. It was like being in a plane with a turbulence.
All right.
With that strange shaking, with underneath you shaking as well. So, you know, I thought, that's a bit weird. Big truck going past, must be, because there was a rumbling as well, a noise.
Uh-oh.
But then it carried on. I'm like, oh, something's going wrong. Bomb. It's got to be a bomb. It's surely a bomb. I'm going to die. It's a bomb.
It's a bomb.
I'm going to die.
You're thinking, it's bomb. World War III.
Exactly. Why else would the ground be shaking?
The first place they're going to do is target the Punky Treehouse.
Exactly.
Pinko revolutionaries.
You know, we go to Radio Free Russia and all that. But, yeah, so dived out, bollock naked. Run across the stairs.
Oh, that you say across the street. That would be great.
And I look out the back window expecting a big mushroom cloud and come ever closer, because I had just watched Terminator as well.
And scared a cat.
No big mushroom cloud. Ran to the front of the house, no big mushroom cloud, and everything was rattling. But then it died down, and I thought, okay, possible earthquake, a bit weird if it has. So I put the news on, nothing on the news. What did I do? Poker. Jumped onto Facebook, went to poker, because it lists those in your network, doesn't it, in the first thing. So everyone from Nottingham was on, so I logged in and go, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Earthquake, mate, it's fine. I'm like, okay. So I played poker for half hour to calm down, had a bit of cocoa, all was well with the world.
You see, it would have been my luck. I'd have been in a 5k tournament and all the earthquake would have done would have been disconnected me.
Yeah. It was weird. 5.2. Yeah.
5.2, that's well, it's noticed.
Yeah. But my sister, she lives in Lincolnshire, about 6 miles from the epicentre,
right,
in Market Raisin. She lives in like the field, in a big house in the fields, in the country. You know,
right. Lives in a house, very big house in the country.
They live near a military base.
Right.
It's been blowing things up on a test site or something.
Oh, wow.
So she thought, fucking military bastards.
Well, I wonder if they caused the earthquake.
Well, it could be a cover-up.
I think it's more likely to do with the movement of tectonic plates.
Could be.
But I like to blame the American military.
Yeah. But she's been feeling explosions, and she thought, look, they've blown something big up this time, because all the plaster's been cracking.
Oh, right,
house.
They must have really taken something out of here. They've taken out the whole of Market Raisin.
So she didn't know the next day it was actually an earthquake. She was just like cursing the military. But yeah, so...
Don't rule out it being something to do with the military-industrial complex. Yeah. It's just an excuse to blow things up and palm it off as an earthquake.
There you go.
And then claim on the insurance for the few chimneys that fell down. Because that was it. A few chimneys fell off, didn't they, basically?
Yeah. Basically, one bloke got his leg trapped under a chimney. I think that was about the extent of the whole damage.
put the insurance company phone
Did anyone from Africa send him a jumper? No,
no.
Sir.
There you go.
Tins of beans? Nope.
So that's the UK earthquake 2008.
Yeah.
Biggest one in 20 years.
We'll be talking about that for decades to come. I was there.
I was there, survived it.
I slept through it. I was drinking wine. I actually
Get the shit out of me.
I actually slept through the first Gulf War in similar fashion. What do you think of that war then? Oh, I was pissed. Anyway, last week I had some great gigs that I did want to have time to tell you about, but I haven't.
Okay.
But it finished up with... Basically, I was in Holsworthy in Devon.
Right.
Last Wednesday. Lovely place. Just a few miles from Bude in Cornwall. It's a frontier town. Very dangerous. And I got on rather well with the locals, and there was no bar in the theatre. So at half time, everyone left the theatre and went across the road to the pub. Mm. Where someone thought it'd be a very good idea to give me, the compere, a shot of this delicious light-hearted beverage called Walter Hicks. 125% rum.
Yeah.
Second half of the show was a bit of a blur, but needless to say, I was back in the Golden Fleece straight after it for another one. And some bloke walked up and said, "Nobody's ever done three." I went, "Right, give me another." And then I went back to the Old Market Inn where I was staying, and thank you for putting the gig on, Lee. You're a top lad. And he was pissed off to find out that I'd been drinking Walter Hicks in the other place. So he said, "Well, if you've been having their 125% rum, I ought to give you our house speciality, which would advocate creme de menthe and something that will kill you. But it's called a squashed frog."
Oh, right, because it's green.
Yeah, the other ingredient was red. I think it might have been the blood of an alcoholic.
Right.
Because certainly didn't do me any favours. But yeah, it looked like traffic lights going in, but admittedly, it did look a bit like a squashed frog.
Okay.
So I had a few of those, all washed down with Betty Stogg's bitter. And, woke up just in time to go to the gig in Bristol. And got there, had a nice time, and I was in a flat that I thought the heating was bust, and then the bloke came round and he put the on switch on the boiler, and then it worked really well.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Technology. I thought, clever, I can't play poker on it. It's clearly not a machine. So I went next door to go on the internet and play poker to an African cafe called Kubuka. And do find out more about it, kubuka.com. It's not very African, but it's a bloody great place to hang about in Bristol. And I said to the bloke, I mentioned it, and I have done.
Nice.
Fair enough. Right, should we do the last song?
Okay.
Yeah, cool. We've got that about right. Oh, this week is my shows in Hitchin and Letchworth.
Is it?
The Letchworth one, I think, is already sold out. You have to queue up in Hitchin. Ian Cognito and Andrew Lawrence. It's going to be nuts. Right. You hear me? Nuts. And there's a spin out after it as well. I'll be going there. And then I'll be trying to get into Bombora. I might go to Half Man, Half Moon this time. Mm. Yeah, feeling like a bit of a change. Don't know yet. Anyway, news about me going to the States next week, whether you like it or not. Here's the last track this week, and it's by the first band we played this week. It's by the Bleach Boys, of course. And we've played the Bicycle Song, which is a nice, happy little number about a little lad losing his bike.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This one is called the Motor Bicycle Song. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Bleach Boys website?
Bleachboys.co.uk.
No, the Bleachboys.co.uk. Oh, the games I play. So that's probably being the internet... Five?
Yeah.
Tony one.
That's fine.
Bit of a thrashing this week. You'll get your own Mac, I'm sure. This is the Motor Bicycle Song. This isn't quite as innocent as the first one we played in true punky style. We've saved, in my opinion, the best till last.
3 pints of lager, please, dear. Yeah, you should have seen us today, Terry. Cool, we got hold of this old boy's bike. We pissed and shit all over it. It was a right fucking laugh. He deserved a little cunt. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, really? You what? Would you say? Somebody's just taken me motorbike away. You what? My motorbike? Where? Where's me motorbike? Where's my motorbike? Fucking hell! Maybe.
They're such lovely young men, aren't they?
So sweet.
The Bleak Boys. You can see why I wanted to play both of them, can't you?
Yeah,
is funny. That is a perfect end to our show, I think. And I have found the information about now that I need to read out before.
Okay.
This is, I got a little message from Bleak Boy John saying, we are now booked into the Bridge House on April the 19th as a warm-up to Rebellion, which is the Rebellion they're doing is in Vienna.
Right.
It's the new, you know what Rebellion is. It's the new name for in the Sun Wasted. It's now,
right.
It's now called Rebellion after I bankrupted them. And they're on with Red Flag 77.
All right.
Who John has very helpfully informed me we have played a lot.
We've not been that much.
We are now booked into the Bridge House on April the 19th as a warm up to Rebellion with Red Flag 77, who you also have played a lot. Should ebb a good one. Thank you, John.
Thank
Lots
you.
Of information there. Where the Bridge House is, I don't fucking know.
No.
I imagine it's in London town. Or it might be out east somewhere.
Red Flag
77, they're from out there. Tractor Boys or Carrot Crunchers or all the such like. Anyway, I'm sure if you go on the Bleach Boys website, which is, of course, thebleachboys.co.uk, there is more information on there, I think. Or maybe check out their MySpace page, which is myspace.com/...
Bleach Boys.
Bleach Boys, exactly. Beach Boys. Especially... Right, please do send us jokes and poems for Comedy Suburbs and Poetry Corner.
Yeah.
You want twats.
I want twats to tony@punkyradio.com.
We want you to leave Podcast Alley comments this week particularly. It's really helpful.
There's
a link on our MySpace page and our website. Am I right?
Correct.
The website, of course, is punkyradio.com, which we hardly mentioned because we're so far behind doing stuff on there. We're a bit embarrassed about it, but still works.
Still works.
We'd also like iTunes reviews, as many as possible. I know we ask you every week. Evil Deshi's been in touch.
Has he?
I'll have information about him. Maybe next week, maybe the week after, but
okay.
It's good news. Did I just spit in your eye? Sorry, are you
no,
just
no,
very tired?
Very, very tired eyes.
Well, no, because you've got glasses on. I thought, how the fuck did I manage to gob through those? My acid spit. Thanks so much for listening. Check out Air Up My Shorts and Total Talk Nonsense. Also check out... It's a Frog's Life if you want to calm down, and XY Rocks if you don't. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Up poo!
But you can't, yeah.
That show is so full of information, it's pushing density. Look at you. I wasn't saying it'd be funny. You laughed anyway.
It is funny.
Oh,
is it funny, guy?
Thank you.
You are?
Thank you.
Yes, all right.
I'm not very bright, but I can lift things.
Yeah.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.